Welcome back into Mining Stock Daily. Trevor Hall reporting from the Vancouver Resource Investment Conference, walking the floor trying to grab as many interviews with CEOs and corporate updates from those presenting here in Vancouver. Happy to be finally welcoming John Black from Regulus Resources. Regulus Resources does trade on the TSX Venture with REG and on the OTC QX with RGLSF. John, we've got a couple news items, important news items for, you know, the strategy of for Regulus here in 2023. But first, general sentiment on the floor. I kind of thought on Monday morning it might be a little bit quieter because it is a work day. But actually, I think there's more people here this morning than there was yesterday on Sunday. What's the mood been like at the booth?
I would agree. And we're just coming off the MIF conference as well. And the roundup was the week before. And all of the conferences have been much better attended. Last year, this was a morgue at this show. And it's great. We've been flat out for 4 days now.
Well, I mean, I hate to be a little too optimistic. You know, I kind of try to check myself, but there's a lot of energy in here. That's usually a good sign for markets. But you've been in this business long enough. I mean, can you kind of tell what the mood of the coming year is going to be just based on early conferences?
It's always hard to tell, but it's great to see people coming back. I think it's a combination of COVID's gone now, so that's no longer consideration, so people are more free to get about. A lot of people have been thinking about investing commodities for a long time, and they're seeing them start to move. They're seeing some chatter. We've got gold at nearly 2,000. We've got copper above 4. General sentiment in the market that it's moving. So I think it's there. The one caution would be that many investors feel that this could be a little bit of a bump up, and it still might be a year that we need to make sure that things are under control with inflation. So I wouldn't be surprised to see if this is a bump up and then we relax a little bit before we really take off by the end of the year, early next year. So I think particularly in the copper space, everything's set up. It's just not normally a linear rocket up. Well, but I'm happy it's a positive mood right now.
Well, Regulus seems to be set up nicely. $20 million financing that has closed. Rio Tinto with Newton Technologies, the primary subscriber of that. That's a substantial amount of cash for Regulus to get to work. You know, talk about this partnership and really what it means for the strategy and deliverables of what you want to get done here in the coming year at Antucoya.
Well, probably the first and most important thing for us is it puts us in a strong financial position. And even though right now it's getting a little easier to raise cash, it has been difficult for some time. And so we wanted to look for opportunities to raise cash that were less dilutive for our shareholders. So it's important that we didn't do a dilutive, undermarket, traditional private placement. Instead, this is a strategic placement where we get a strong endorsement from one of the best companies we could get it from. It's an overmarket placement, so it's a good valuation for our shareholders. There are no warrants. So it's part of our strategy to watch our share count and keep things in control, because we're on a great asset that will most likely have a good ending for our shareholders, and you want to make sure you're not diluted out by the time you get there. So that's our considerations on that. But moving more directly to the agreement with Rio Tinto, we've been working with Rio Tinto for some time. They are very active in the general area we're at. They have the large La Granja deposit about 50 kilometers north of us, and they're very closely watching what we're doing. And we would receive a comment from a group like them or others that are looking at us is that they love the project that we have, but it's a little bit complicated with complicated ownership, and they would really like to see the project progress to some type of consolidation of the project overall, and that it would clearly meet their criteria to be a potential acquisition target. So this, in many ways, could be viewed as a first step where they approach us, help us, strengthen our position as we go through that process. And it's a great opportunity to test their Newton technology.
Well, I want to ask you, the Newton technology, is this partnership just specific with Regulus? Because you also have the Aldebaran project in Argentina. I mean, does this cross cross paths with both of your companies?
It doesn't at this point in time, but we're very anxious to learn about it, and we think this could be applicable to our other projects as well. So I'm sure there will be some conversations at some point about that. and Newton Rio Tinto are entering into agreements with a number of companies. This, the Newton technology, what it offers is the potential to do leaching of primary copper sulfides. Traditionally, we've been able to do heap leaching or SXEW leaching of secondary copper sulfides and oxides, but primary sulfides have required concentrations. It's a traditional way to process that type of material. But if you were able to leach primary copper sulfides, it eliminates the necessity to have tailings. And tailings are always an expensive and potentially risky part of our business on how you make sure those are stored safely. So if you can cut that out, it helps. It also cuts out the smelter in the process. So it reduces a lot of your operation to producing copper metal right on site, keeping that in the country you produce it in, which is beneficial to the country there. And it has a lot of really positive ESG aspects to it as well. It potentially uses a third of as much water as you would normally use, a lot less energy per pound of copper produced. And so as major mining companies like Rio Tinto move towards increased awareness of their footprint on this, they're looking for opportunities on being able to produce copper in a way that's environmentally more responsible. We see copper now as a green metal, as a very important part of the solution to moving towards a more carbon-free energy economy. But we have to mine it too, so we have to look at how we mine it. So we're pretty excited to see how this goes. It's important to note that it's not that we have to see this technology work to make our project work. We have several pathways we can go forward, but Rio Tinto is convinced that they can convince us that this is the best pathway on the project.
Listeners to the Mining Stock Daily should be familiar with Newton because we've had multiple conversations with your peer, George Ogilvie of Arizona Sonoran Copper, who's obviously Newton has partnered with there in Arizona for that same, to really test that primary. But I'm just kind of curious, I think a little bit optimistic, like this technology early stage must seem to be positive, even though we haven't seen substantial results yet. But it's hard for me to believe that if they weren't seeing early stage substantial results, that they wouldn't just be going out and doing more strategic investments with other companies. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. And I've been around the copper business for a long time and very aware that most major mining companies have been pursuing something like this for decades now. And the fact that Rio Tinto has the confidence to commercialize this would indicate that they have a lot of confidence that it works in many situations. And when they engage with a group like ourselves, it's often based on a lot of testing that's been happening up to that point. And so they're not putting money into us at this point in time to prove the concept. It's more to define the parameters of it.
And I know you are typically, head down, focused, obviously, on your own companies and your own projects. But in your periphery, are you watching other developments with Newton and their other partners?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's got to be encouraging.
You mentioned Argentina and our Aldebaran company and the Altar project there. Rio Tinto has an agreement with McEwen Mining right next door to us there. So we're watching that one pretty
okay.
closely.
All right. Yeah. Head on a swivel all the time. So substantial amount of cash in the bank right now, John. Strategy for 2023, you mentioned you might be heading back to Argentina here real soon, but really what will be your focus here in the coming weeks there on the ground, and what kind of news can we expect to see?
Well, as you recall, we have two companies under our same management team, so I'll break it into separate discussions for each. With Regulus, we'll be having a series of meetings with Rio Tinto to plan out how we're going to collect the metallurgical samples, how extensive that program will be. We'll be responsible for drilling the core, the large diameter core. We get that to their test facilities, and then they cover the cost and execute the test work on that. But we have to get that first part set up on that. And we've stopped our drilling. We completed our phase two program at the end of the year, which will put us in a position to do a resource expansion later this year. And we'll be evaluating while we build the metallurgical test program what the next logical step on exploration expenditure is. A part of our strategy is to continue to grow the deposit and show that size. But it is with the agreement with Rio Tinto, we realize we're probably pivoting now to a little bit more of de-risking the project and showing what's necessary to turn this into a mine. And that's an important transition when we're on a project like this. It may become more important that we're demonstrating what the metallurgical process is, where we get water from, making sure communities are comfortable with what we're doing. That may add just as much value as continued expansion of the deposit. So we'll, in the next few months, we'll have all that put together. We'll probably kick off a drilling program in approximately April, May of this year, which will certainly can be looking at metallurgical drilling and most likely have an exploration component to it as well. And then switching over to Aldebaran, we're actively drilling there right now. It's in the height of the field season there in South America. We have three rigs going, and what we have at Aldebaran is we already have a large copper gold deposit defined, but we received some geophysical data late last year which was just an outstanding correlation between some conductivity anomalies that are generated by deep-looking 3D IP surveys. And the correlation with our known mineralization is remarkable. One of the best correlations I've ever seen between drill data and a geophysical anomaly like this. And the exciting part is that it indicates we've only tested a portion of the geophysical anomaly. We happen to have a hole testing through the heart of the untested portion of it last year that was cited for geologic reasons, and it came back with a kilometer of 0.4% copper, which was proof of concept, and we're now offsetting that with 200 meter drill spacing. And if those holes continue to hit that style of mineralization over those thicknesses, we'll see a very substantial increase in the size of the deposit. So we're pretty excited about that one, and that'll have news flow beginning in March.
Do I dare ask you which one's your favorite child here?
That's the old favorite child question. Each has their moment and their days, and I love them both.
We are talking about projects, not actual children here.
I'm happy with both. It's just like I'm happy with both my actual children. It's a good position to be in with these two projects. Part of our strategy is to find these type of projects and drill them out. That's what we did with our first company when we drilled out a discovery and sold it to First Quantum. And we're not the only group that does that. You look at Ross Beaty's Lumina Copper Group or the Lundin family or Richard Warwick. A lot of us operate in the same way, where we're trying to identify these projects, drill them out, and deliver them to the majors when there's an uptick in the market and they're looking to acquire them. It's becoming increasingly hard to do that. We've kind of cleared the shelves of these opportunities, at least in South America, and we're not very good at finding brand new grassroots discoveries. So these are rare beasts that we're working on right now, and I think we have them at perhaps just an ideal time with the copper market emerging the way it is.
There definitely feels that there's a lot of strength behind this move, not only in the metal price, but also with some of the junior equities even finally getting a bid after it seems like a full year of getting pushed down. But John, we'll probably be connecting once again here in the coming weeks, if not by PDAC. So safe travels wherever you go. I know you and I both live in the same city, but I literally never see you in Denver as you're always down in South America. But thanks so much for your time, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Trevor.
The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.